This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Have you ever been on a strict diet, counting every calorie, journaling every bite you take? For lawmakers, the state budget process has been like that for quite some time. But now,
the confidence that we are going to end last year in a surplus is there.
And like the dessert counter at the local buffet, the potential of a surplus has diet-weary legislators drooling. At the Joint Budget Committee meeting Friday, Senator Norby Schaber asked,
if there is a surplus, what can that money be legally used for?
And the Constitution allows use of those funds only for the UAL Budget Stabilization Fund, debt service, capital outlay, and coastal.
Barry Ducey, director of the Office of Planning and Budget, replied. Joint Budget Chair Eric LaFleur then asked.
But some portions of that are automatic, right? The portion that goes to UAL and the portion that goes to
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Rainy day.
Yes, of the surplus amount, 25% does have to go to the Budget Stabilization Fund and 10% has to go towards the UAL.
Senator Sharon Hewitt wanted to know,
how will that decision get made in terms of what we do with that money?
The disposition, the spending, or the transfer of those funds will be in bills.
Okay. In the spring session.
In the spring session.
Okay.
Representative Gary Carter was clearly disappointed.
So there's only way we can deal with that is during the next spring session. So there's nothing we can do between now and then.
No, sir.
In other words, no dessert anytime soon. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.